by listening to this audio program, you understand and agree to the following statements and agree to be bound by them. This audio following is an adult fantasy, as in for entertainment and artistic purposes only. We do not actually condone anything we say in this audio, and the views expressed in this film are not representative of Luke Lauren or her associates. No characters in this audio are real. Everything and everyone in the story is completely fictional, not biologically related, and are not based on real people or events. Any kind of resemblance to actual people or events is purely coincidental. All acts in this audio are completely fictional and are not condoned or encouraged outside of fantasy only. This audio does not exhort to any act that is in any way forbidden by law or in any kind of behavior disputing the law. All actors and characters, real or fictional, depicted in this audio are above the age of 21. The audio is in full compliance with the United States laws. Do not listen if it is illegal for you to consume pornographic content in your jurisdiction, nor if your community considers such content to be obscene or offensive. This audio may not be modified or distributed without permission from the copyright holder, including to remove this disclaimer. By choosing to listen, you agree that you are at least 21 years old, you are listening to this willingly, and you do not consider sexually explicit material, including this audio, to be obscene or offensive. You agree that you will listen for your own personal use and will take the appropriate steps to ensure no minors are exposed to this material. Listener discretion is advised. You understand that if you disagree with any of the prior statements, you are not permitted to listen to this content. By consuming the following content in any form, you acknowledge that you have listened to this agreement, understand it, and agree to be bound by it. Thank you and enjoy.
Today I want to try something new with you. I want to learn more about you, to find out exactly what makes that perverted cock of yours the hardest. Because let's be honest with ourselves. You and I both know that adults don't do it for you. At least not the same way that other girls do. Girls that are more forbidden. The girls that aren't supposed to turn you on. The girls that make you the sick, pedophile pervert that you are. But that's okay. I know you can't help it. I know you can't help but get incredibly turned on looking at those sexy underage bodies. To tell you the truth, I'm the same way. But what I don't yet know is what age it is that makes you the most excited. The age you come to when those naughty pedophile thoughts enter your mind. Maybe it's teenagers, young, sexy teens with developing bodies just begging to be fucked. They'll walk around in their skimpy shorts that barely cover their ass cheeks, or those form-fitting yoga pants that show off every little piece of their slutty little bodies. They'll dance around and show off for you and act like they don't know exactly what they're doing. But believe me, they do. I was a teenage girl once, and I knew exactly when men were looking at me. Not just my dad and brothers, but strangers too. Yep, teen girls are cock teases, and they know it. After all, they don't call them gel bait for nothing. These horny little nymphs crave male attention and are horny 24/7. Their pussies are wet and ready for your cock at any moment. They masturbate every night dreaming of a man to come and have their way with them, and love to experiment with different objects to stuff in their young cunts. They'd probably even do things for you that your wife would never do. Because let's be real here. Once they try your cock for the first time, there's no way they'd ever want to go back to fucking those pathetic boys at school. Maybe teens are a little bit too old for you, though. Maybe you like them a little bit younger. Those sweet tween girls in the 11 to 13 year old range. Their bodies just entering puberty, signaling that they're ready for sex. Their tiny bodies already ready to be bred and impregnated. It's okay to be turned on by those sexy tweens. After all, biology says it's natural, right? What a wonderful age. Their young little pussies finally starting to sprout their first hairs. Their tiny breasts starting to bud for the first time as they move on to wearing little training bras. They're starting to realize, if they haven't already, that the most special place on Earth, their body, gets really wet and excited when they think about boys or men. They become fascinated with men's cocks and get excited by the idea of touching or playing with one. They start watching porn and wishing they were the ones in that video getting fucked, grabbed, and licked. Some of the more brave ones even begin spying on their dads in the shower, or showing off their bodies in hopes that they'll get the same special attention that older girls do. A lot of dads get uncomfortable when their girls turn into tweens, but maybe you wouldn't. Maybe you'd get excited by a little tween coming on to you, reaching her hands down her panties and feeling that her pussy was already wet with innocent lust and excitement. Yes, I have a feeling that sex ed in your house would be a little more hands-on. Or maybe I'll be even more lucky and you're the type that gets turned on by even younger children. Little preteen girls with their completely bald pussies and their cute little butts. Those adorable little 8, 7, 6-year-old girls. Or even little tiny kindergartners. Maybe you fantasize about going into their adorable little girl bedrooms, all decorated in girly shades of pink and purple, and sharing special playtime together. Laying her down on her bed, pulling her pajamas down, her little body, exposing her panties to you, feeling her little mound as she looks down at your hands against her privates. Then slipping your fingers under the elastic, slowly pulling those tiny cotton panties down to reveal the most beautiful little slit you've ever seen. Then, you'll bend down and give it the softest little kiss as she gasps, then giggles, the first sexual pleasure of her young life. You stick your tongue out and begin licking inside that little preteen slit, savoring the taste as she lets out soft little moans, enjoying being molested by a dirty pedophile as she's helped to the first orgasm of her young life. But you wouldn't be done there, would you? Maybe. You'd lick her ass next, or show her how she can help return the favor. Rubbing your hard pedophile cock up and down that soft little slit, wishing you could fuck her, but knowing she's much too young to be fucked, at least in her pussy. That cute, bubbly little ass. That's a different story, of course. You'd like that, wouldn't you? To have a special little preteen in your life to enjoy? Treat her well, and surely she'll never tell on you. I mean, why would she? I never told on my daddy because I loved it so much. Now, if you're truly depraved, maybe you're one of those really perverted men that get off to the little 2 or 3-year-old toddlers. Those adorable little dolls with their chubby little bellies and cute little pigtails, completely oblivious to the fact that grown men want to taste, touch, and fuck their little toddler holes. I mean, it has to be hard to resist the temptation. If they aren't running around in their little training pants or their pull-ups, they're usually naked. Toddlers love to be naked, and so many parents can't keep clothes on their little tots, even if they try to. But even if they are wearing clothes, I'm sure you would love to reach your hand down into their pants and molest them. If they're distracted with their cartoons, they probably wouldn't even notice what you're doing. So go ahead and fantasize about feeling around inside their diaper, sliding your finger through those little toddler cunny lips, giving her ass a squeeze. It's okay. I'm not going to tell. You could even fantasize about me right there with you, showing her how to open her mouth extra wide, how to suck on your big cock just like a tasty lollipop. Or maybe, just maybe, if you're as dirty and depraved as I am, you don't have any limits. Maybe it makes your perverted cock hard to think about blowing your load all over a little baby, a tiny little infant girl, so innocent and cute. Maybe you fantasize about finding a sweet little baby alone in her crib, picking her up and laying her down on the changing table, knowing there's nothing that can stop you from having fun with that little sweetie. You'll pull at the tabs of her diaper, peeling it off and revealing the tiniest little pussy you've ever seen in your entire life. As you dive in and begin tasting that tiny little baby cunt, she'll coo and squeal with pleasure, kicking her legs and squirming to show you that she likes it. Maybe you wish I was there helping you, spreading her tiny infant lips so you could see inside, or jerking you off onto her body, watching you rub your cock up and down that tiny baby pussy, or her little ass. Oh God, you could probably cover her entire body in cum. Would you watch me lick it off? Whatever age you prefer, whether it be a slutty little teenager or tiny little babies, I want you to think about them now and stroke your perverted cock to them. Stroke it hard and show me how much they turn you on. Come, hard, stroke that fucking cock, thinking about those tiny underage bodies, those sexy little child holes begging to be licked, rubbed, fucked, waiting for a pedophile like you to come and use them for his pleasure. Yes, I want you to come. Then write to me. I love hearing from perverted men, and I want to know exactly what you were thinking about when you blew your load. Until next time, bye.